Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, March 13th, 2012, and this is United Master Executive Council Communication Vice Chair Jeffrey Tangis reporting, and together we will do better. FAOM revision number 1 is available in your domicile now and has an effective date of March 15th, 2012. The size of this revision is significant, so allow yourself time in order to insert the new revision into your FAOM prior to the deadline. Please note that the revision summary incorrectly indicates that the security chapter pages were updating to align routine flight deck door access procedures. For flight attendants attending continuing qualification, CQ, in March 2012, please ensure you fill out the list of affected pages, LEP, worksheet, which is now a requirement of CQ. Contact your supervisor for information on the new revision or questions about the LEP worksheet. Our new contract contains a letter of agreement regarding our $5,000 cash signing bonus. The signing bonus was paid to employees this past Monday, March 12th. Payments were made by either a check or electronic deposit subject to taxes in the individual determined 401k election, the same percentage that comes from your regular paycheck. In addition, we identified a second smaller amount, also dated March 12, 2012, which was not related to the signing bonus. The secondary amount represents February per diem, which would normally have been paid on March 16th. However, United's payroll system paid the per diem 4 days early on March 12th. Following the disbursement on March 12th, we also learned from United's payroll department that approximately 173 flight attendants, most of whom were on voluntary furlough, did not receive their signing bonus on the 12th. It would appear that the reason these numbers were overlooked was likely related to their status on voluntary furlough. However, no specific information were provided by the representatives from United Payroll. Payments for these individuals will be dated March 14, 2012, and they will be receiving their signing bonus in the same manner as their regular paychecks. If any member has signed up for direct deposit and that deposit is returned to the company by the bank as undeliverable, you will be sent a paper check by United Payroll. If you have any questions, please contact the pay department at eb-payroll-care-center@united.com or at 1-866-825-7297, as well as your local council. The Association of Flight Attendants, AFA-CWA, is accepting applications for their college scholarship fund. The application deadline is April 10, 2012. The scholarship is set up to further the education of promising young men and women who are dependents of AFA members in good standing. The scholarship money can be used for tuition, room, board, and reasonable book expenses up to a maximum of $5,000 per year, and is sent directly to the college or university upon verification of enrollment in the program. For more information and details concerning scholarship and to download an application, visit the AFA International website scholarship page at afacwa.org. Bidding for the negotiated voluntary crossover program is open and will remain open until March 30th at 800 Central Time. Should you choose to bid for this crossover program, it is important to carefully review the company's crossover program packet. The decision to transition to Continental through this crossover program is permanent. If revocation is not exercised within the 10-day revocation period immediately following the posting of the initial crossover award. It is important to recognize that once you cross over, in all respects, the provisions of the Continental contract and Continental policies will govern your employment. This is a big decision, and one you should feel secure in making. It cannot be stressed enough. The decision, once made, is irrevocable after the 10-day period immediately following the initial award. For critical considerations, eligibility, program components, duration, and bidding information, please see our website posting regarding the voluntary crossover program. We strongly recommend you carefully read the entire text of the letter of agreement, the question and answer on our website, and direct any questions you have to your local council. Our new contract provides for a negotiated early out program for flight attendants who have a minimum of 15 years of service with United Airlines as a flight attendant on or before August 31st, 2012. August 31st, 2012 is also the effective date of the early out program, and all flight attendants, including those on voluntary furlough and or any leave of absence, are eligible to participate. United has confirmed that a minimum of 1,000 eligible flight attendants will be able to participate. Additional details about the early out program will be made available in the coming weeks. There will be a defined bid period for the early out program, prior to which we will provide comprehensive details about the program, timelines, options, and considerations. Following the conclusion of the bid period, there will be an award date with an early out effective of on March 31st, 2012. Stay tuned for additional details about the early out program, in addition to the other provisions of our new contract as they are implemented throughout the year. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.